Hey guys, I hope you're doing awesome this morning. I'm doing fine. I always practice at home first thing in the morning. I find it very difficult to practice at other times at home. So I'm always just a few minutes out of bed when I record these. Today we're gonna do some side planks. If you are listening to this podcast, it's highly likely you already know Yoga with Adrian. She's a very famous yoga star, quote unquote star. And one of her videos, I think it was last week, she asked us to do side plank tree. And I thought, I can't do that. There's no way I could do that. But it was, my body knew what to do. And that was really cool. So I thought I'd play with side planks today. So I am seated cross-legged and I'm just going to take a few breaths and come to the mat. When you're ready, you can draw your shoulders up to your ears and relax them down. So on the in-breath, shoulders come up. On the out-breath, relax them down. We'll do two more. Open your eyes. Stretch to the left, arm comes up and over. Back to center, stretch to the right. Back to center, come to your hands and knees. Do a couple cat-cows. Find neutral. Take your right foot and put it back in a sort of lunge position. And then you're going to turn your left foot perpendicular to your mat. So it's a little bit like side plank. This one's called gate. So your left hand is on the ground in front of your face. Your left leg has swung perpendicular to your mat. Your right leg, the toes are turned to the right. And you can open up to the right. You can keep that right foot on the ground or you can lift it up. Last breath. And and release back to hands and knees. Other side. So the left leg comes out, right leg shifts, right hand is under you, stretch up with your left hand. This position is like side plank. You are pushing up your hips. If that leg comes up, you need to maintain a lot of integrity through your core. And release. Keep your knees together and come back to child's pose. To hands and knees. You can tuck your toes and hover. Your knees come just off the mat. On an exhale, press up to downward facing dog. We'll do a simple vinyasa here. So come forward to plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. And come to the front of your mat. Forward fold. Slowly tuck your chin and roll all the way up. One thing I love about yoga is the focus on body sensations, just what does it feel like right now in your body? You could do this at any point in your practice, but I find it's easiest in Tadasana. You're not asking your body to do much, but there's a lot of things that are still working. It's a good time to check in. What does this feel like? Do I like it? If I don't like it, what can I change? Urdhva Hastasana, arms up, stretch, forward fold, halfway lift, fold. We'll do another vinyasa, so plank, chaturanga, upward. Downward. Like, in, I can't really talk during upward. Good. Come Come to plank. Move your left hand to the middle of your mat and you'll turn onto your left side. Arms come up, side plank. And here you can try any variation that's interesting to you. You could put your leg in tree. You can try to grab your big toe and straighten your leg. Three more breaths. Ooh. Downward dog. Forward to plank, do the other side. So for me, tree worked out, but I did not seem to be able to grab that toe. That's okay. Three more breaths. Back to center. Spread your knees wide for child's pose. Let your arms relax. Back up on your knees, bring them together, and we'll head back into downward facing dog. In the front of your mat, you can jump or step, forward fold. Halfway lift, fold, arms out, come all the way up, arms up, Tadasana. A couple of balancing poses this morning. Morning for me. So shift your weight to your left foot and you'll catch your knee with your hands. Important thing in this pose is your left hip, actually, it needs to lift up. Don't sink, don't let it puff out. I'm just going to stay on this left foot for a bit. So you can open to the right. You can grab your toe and stretch your foot out in front of you. And some of you maybe can grab your toe and open to the right. If I do that, I gotta hold on to something. Try to keep the integrity in that left hip. And come back to center and release. Right foot. Bring the knee up first. And then we see what the left leg is into doing today. Come back to center and release. Switch sides again. We'll go for tree on the left foot. One of my old yoga teachers used to ask us to grow our tree. And she meant, put your arms up. So that's always an option for you. Come back to center and put your foot down, switch sides. Center and put your foot down. How do your hips feel? What does it feel like in your body right now? Arms up. Forward fold. Halfway. Fold. Both feet step back, plank. We'll do one more set of side plank. Roll onto your left, the edge of your left foot. And maybe after those trees. Oh, I was gonna say tree is more available to you, but maybe not today. Two more breaths. Back to center, switch sides. Two more breaths. Your hands and knees, back to child's pose. Slowly come up to your hands and knees. You can keep your knees wide if you like, or bring them more all fours position. You're gonna thread the needle so your left hand stays where it is, your right hand reaches high, and under your left shoulder, right temple rest on the ground. If you like, the left hand can reach around and grab for your right thigh and use that leverage to open your chest. Okay. Slowly come back to center. I'm gonna do a little cat-cow here because
I think it will feel good.
And I can do whatever I want on my own home in my own podcast.
Left hand reaches high and thread the needle.
I've got pretty big thighs here, so it's much easier for me to get a hold of just the pants I'm wearing. And there's nothing wrong with that. Back to hands and knees. Come to seated. Bring your legs out in front of you. And then wide. Tilt your pelvis forward so you can get as much forward leverage as possible. And then bend forward. Try to bend at your hip rather than making a C out of your spine. You want your spine straight. And you want to hinge at the hip. Some of you who are much more flexible than me might be able to bring the elbows down. I believe eventually you're going for folding in half. I don't believe my body will ever get there. It just doesn't like doing this one, and that's fine. It's kind of the fascinating thing about yoga is there's no getting there. And however long it takes is fine. You have your whole life, literally. And no one cares if you can do it or not. And I feel like I didn't understand all of that so much before I started practicing at home, where there's just actually no one around to impress, try to impress. And it's of course affected my practice in classes and stuff, so highly recommend practicing at home, which if you are listening to this, you almost certainly are, so good job you. Let's take it over to the right and stretch up from the left. Should feel pretty good after all that oblique work on the side planks. Come back to center and then stretch left. Center, bring your knees in, cobbler's pose. Take your feet further from your hips than you normally do, so we've got a bit of a diamond shape going on. Your back goes straight and then you can fold forward. Slowly come up and we'll come down to our backs. your knees into your chest. And we'll let them drop to the left. Arms come up, turn your head right. That right shoulder needs to stay on the ground. I don't know if that's getting caught on camera, but my stomach's growling so much this morning, I must be really hungry. Anytime anything growls when I'm doing twists, I feel like it's working. Bring your knees to center. Cell phone recorder. And let them drop to the right. Head goes left. It's like every single time I get a foot massage, my belly growls too. I don't believe in reflexology or any of that stuff, but something's happening to make my stomach grow. I'm a very skeptical person by nature. That's sort of why this podcast is it's called Just Some Yoga. There's a whole lot of frou-frou nonsense around any spiritual practice. But I don't get a lot of value out of most of that, so I skip most of it. I like practicing for the way my body feels, and theoretically at some point it's gonna improve my just sort of the calmness of my day. Someday. Again, I've got plenty of time to get there. Come back to center. And I'm going to leave you here, but what I'm going to do is draw my head up to my knees, and I'm going to squeeze, so that when I release, I can release entirely into Shavasana. I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for listening.